John Kennedy, the Tampa Bay Water Engineer and Project Manager for the renovations project, updated the reservoir's status. Originally, they were in contract with the National Research Council, but in October, they substituted the consensus-based peer review proposal with the Association of State Dam and Safety Officials peer review workshops.
Staff has reviewed the workshop format approach and agrees that a workshop format approach will be an appropriate peer review for this project. However, we believe that it's more cost-effective to self-administer a workshop-based peer review. This will allow us to get the benefit of the peer review on schedule and at a lower overall cost.
The peer review panel will include 3 to 5 engineers, at least one owner or regulator of dams or levees, and at least one panelist from academia. Kennedy says workshops begin in January of 2010.
The pool of peer review candidates includes both word of mouth and also using the roster of the Association of State Dam Safety Officials, which has nearly 3,000 individual and corporate members.
They propose to start contacting potential candidates early next year. The $2 million short-term repairs completed in June allows time for the team to work on getting the facility operational again. The next Tampa Bay Water Board meeting is February 15th. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Lauren Martinez.